My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. I would like to point out a very quick story. Someone on the text line said, CDOT, how can you complain about people going to the games? You don't have to pay for Royals tickets. Rob, you can attest on the text line. I said, I'll buy the tickets to the game for you right now if you go. Oh, man, I got to work. All right, never mind. Why are you even talking about this then? Why am I talking to you about this? You were never going to the game. I'll buy you the tickets right now if you go. Trust me, they ain't that expensive. I'll get them for you. They got them on StubHub right now for $3. Standing room. I'll get you an actual seat. You can sit down. I'll get you some decent ones too. If you go to the game, I'll get you some. I can't. Okay. All right. Never mind. Then what are we doing here?
I saw people yesterday in the text line complaining about parking. Doesn't stop people from paying $120 to go to a Chiefs game, but
what are we doing?
$20 here? For a Royals. No thanks.
What are we doing? All right. I would like to give you, let me give you three bets that I absolutely love this year in the National Football League. Let's start with this, Rob. You are telling me that I can get plus money on the Jets missing the playoffs? Have people forgot that the Jets are the Jets? Like, why are we doing this? If your savior is a 40-year-old podcaster, I'm telling you that you're cooked. You're telling me it's plus money? I can get them right now at plus 130 to just miss the postseason? Rob, do you know the last time that the Jets made the postseason? They made the postseason in 2010. Last year, the Jets won seven games. They won seven games before that. They are a seven-win organization. They haven't won double-digit games since 2015. Way too much is put on this. Let me ask you a question. The last time Aaron Rodgers played in the NFL, did his team make the postseason, Rob?
They did not.
They missed the postseason. Jets to miss the postseason. Plus 130. I cannot believe how many people are so high on the Jets coming into this season. The Aaron Rodgers that you believe in, I'm here telling you, he is absolutely done. All right, let me give you another bet that I absolutely like coming into the season. Now, I know you guys are going to make fun of me, but when it comes to this, I'm about that money, dollar bill, y'all. The Denver Broncos over is incredibly low. It's at 5.5 right now. The Broncos won 8 games last year. Am I missing something, Rob? How are the Broncos only favored to win 5 games this year? Have I missed something? Have they gotten substantially worse since the last time that I've seen them? It's because they got rid of Jerry Jeudy? Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me why the Broncos over-under is at 5.5. If you think the Broncos hit the under, you think they're one of the 5 worst teams in the league. I'm not high on them where I think they're making the postseason. You're telling me the Broncos could go 6-11 and I cash out and I win money? Yeah, give me the over on the Denver Broncos. This is ridiculous.
Aren't you the leader of the anti-Bo Nix brigade? Like, that's how people have them as the under. Bo Nix is a 37-year-old rookie and unproven. Do you think he's going to make them remarkably better, worse, or the same than Russell Wilson, who, by the way, may have been just as corny as ever, but was in fact good last season. Not great.
I don't think he was good last year. I think he put up decent numbers.
He got a passing grade. Do you think Bo Nix gets a passing grade? That's the question.
I do think he can get a passing grade. Let me ask you this question then, because you asked a very fair point. I'm not super high on Bo Nix. Can I tell you that Sean Payton has never won fewer than 7 games as a starting head coach in the National Football League? Never. Not one time. Even in a post-Drew Brees world, they won at least 7 games. This is just ridiculously low. Again, I'm not here telling you that I think the Broncos are making the postseason. They have to win 6 games for you to win money. They basically don't have to pick in the top 5 of the NFL draft. I think they're a good enough team to do that. And what I do think is important with Sean Payton is, I don't like Bo Nix. Sean Payton does. That's valuable to have for this upcoming season. And you get 2 games against the Raiders, and you also play the NFC South. You play Tampa Bay. You play New Orleans. You play Carolina this year. You can cobble together 6 or 7 wins if you're the Broncos. I'm taking the over. The last over that I'm going to tell you to pick here is, I told you guys yesterday, I'm super high on the Green Bay Packers coming into this season. Over the course of the last 10 years, we have seen a lot of quarterbacks in their second year as a starter take a massive jump forward. I think that team this year is going to be the Green Bay Packers. I think Matt LaFleur is probably one of the top 8 coaches in the National Football League. I think they have a potential superstar quarterback on their team. I think the Packers are going to take a big step forward this year. I have them winning that division. I have them as the 1 seed in the NFC. I really, really like this Packers team. I think they're going to have a great season. I'm going to take their over. It is at 9.5. Those are 3 bets that I really, really like.
I like the Packers too. I have the Packers as a playoff team. I'm not as in on Jordan Love as you are. I'm not an MVP believer, but man, isn't the number based on the idea that their division might be the most difficult division in football? Like, let's push the Vikings to the side for a minute, 'cause they're going to stink. But you have the Bears as a playoff team. The Lions are a Super Bowl quality team. And then you have the Packers. Isn't there an element of they will beat up on each other? Like, they only have the Vikings twice, every team in that division. Every other game in that division is a dogfight. Like, even if you have them 500 in the games against the Lions and Bears, that starts to push the number toward the under. Isn't their division and the difficulty one of the reasons why you could see them being a playoff team and a good playoff team, but you would still play the under?
Yeah, for sure. But we've seen plenty of divisions where there's 3 playoff teams that end up making it. You usually are in fear of what you're talking about if you're the 3rd team in that division, where if the Bears win more games than the Packers and the Packers are not hitting their over, even if you think the Lions are. We've seen plenty of times where, you know, in the NFC East, a couple years ago, the Cowboys, Eagles, and the Giants made the postseason. In my scenario, the Giants would be the Bears here. They'd be the team that'd be 9-8 and be a wild card team. And then the other 2 teams, I think, would hit their over. So I like Green Bay heading into this season. I think they are just – the fact that their quarterback played so well the second half of the season, I think he started to figure things out. I also look at their top 6 pass catchers from last year, and all of them are under the age of 25. I think you get a big year from one of those guys. Christian Watson has 1,000 yards this year. Romeo Doubs has 1,000 yards. The Wicks kid has 1,000 yards. I think the Packers take a step forward.
I'm not as big on the Packers as you are, but I would bet that only because I'm off. I'm not a Bears believer. I'm not buying what they're serving in Chicago, so I would bet the Packers over, but a large part of that is because I don't think the Bears are a postseason team. But that's just me.
Those are the 3 bets that I really like for this upcoming season. Just wanted to help you guys out there. Just help you win a little bit of money. Not a lot of money. I just want to help you win a little bit of money.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.